Mr. Hitler, if you think we're on the run.
If you're older than you want to admit to, you will remember that as the theme tune to the 70s sitcom Dad's Army. We had an equivalent of the Home Guard throughout the emergency, manning observation posts around the coast, known in some places not as Dad's Army, but as the Seagulls or the Seagulls. There were 83 watch stations on cliffs and mountaintops around the country, each with its own numbered ERA sign visible from the sky. And Lorna Siggins hiked up to ERA 63 on Binbui in County Mayo, with Vincent McGrath pointing out the landmarks to her.
Now, you're looking out at the Stocky. The Stocky are 1.6 billion years old.
The stags?
Yeah. The stags. The stags brought here. Now, Tom, would you like number 63?
Now we're at ERA. Right. So could you tell me how they constructed this? They got these white quartz stones.
Yes, and as Jimmy McGrath, or Seamus Jamesy as he was called here in his day, my uncle, they gathered them from where we were started out at the new pier, along the shore, all the way back as far as the little bridge, and they brought them out here on the donkeys, and they constructed number 63 of 82, because they started in County Louth and went all around the coast, and this is number 63, and you have 64 on Downpatrick Head.
Right.
And ERA was quarried from, there's a few little quarries out here where they actually quarried the stone, and that brought some of it from the shore as well, like
right,
on the donkeys. We put the ephod on ERA as well.
Oh, the fada!
Which I didn't see in some of the other ones that I was
Did
at.
Did the others have a fada on the
ephod? I didn't see a fada on a few more of them.
Perfection. But I suppose that's what the ERA
63
sign
was about.
Yes. That was for the Allies, I presume.
Like, or was it for everybody who knew that Ireland was a neutral country? I think that was the whole idea of that.
Local school teacher Breedney Shine, her grandfather Charlie Doherty had been a coast watcher.
The British, or I suppose the Allies, but there would have been the British, would have been flying over towards the Atlantic where there was some battles going on. And they made a secret deal with our government that they could fly across that little corridor and across Donegal Bay because it was quicker, I presume.
And that's what made this lookout post very important.
Because we're on that headland. We're on the edge of that corridor. So there would be a number of lookout posts along the north coast of Mayo, Dunvrishty near Ballycastle, and then along on the coast. But ours would have been the last one on the furthest point. So that's what made it so important. And that's why the sightings of so many airplanes and boats as well was so plentiful.
There's a lot of entries, isn't there?
There is, huge amount, and that's what makes it really, really interesting for people.
Seaplanes and submarines. And so at some point, I suppose the idea is that there'll be a trail.
It would be lovely, and it would be lovely for every community to kind of gather their own little history about their own one, you know, because we have ours from our families and from the people around, but you can be sure that every single lookout post has the same.
That's right.
And it would be lovely, especially for our young people, you know, to know what happened, what's that little tower for, you know.
We can go in to see inside. It looks like the wheat house of a boat.
Right. So we go in now and have a look.
It is like a wheelhouse.
One, four, two, three, four, five, six windows.
Yeah, the phone was here.
Oh, the phone was there,
yes,
in the wall.
The little fireplace was here.
So from here you can see on Kailiuk.
On Kailiuk, the Stocky.
The Stags of Broadhaven.
Yeah, and then on a clearer day you can see over as far as Belgerry.
And they had the binoculars and a compass, and they could see for...
They said that they could see for 17 miles out to sea, and they could look for over to as far as Downpatrick Head, which they said was 17 Irish miles, 440 yards longer than an English mile.
I suppose they had some sort of little desk for the log books then, did they?
Oh, they had a little desk here.
Under this last window.
Just a small desk.
So what's that, next stop, Iceland?
Iceland, yes, that would be the next stop from here, northwest of here.
It's a stunning view, but at the same time, if you had to be standing here all day looking at it...
For 12 hours. And they didn't miss anything, because from the logbooks, as you can see, they had everything covered. Mm. In fairness, they did a great job. When they started out, after a while, they did a bit of training and everything got better. The handwriting got better, the note-taking got better, and they were able to actually recognize the planes and the ships and the flags for communication. They were known as the Seagulls, because they were up here high over the sea.
So when they spotted the Catalina seaplanes, which were searching for the German battleship Bismarck, they were recorded at all the lookout posts.
Yes. Time distances between lookout posts were very accurate. They did a great job.
You didn't put down the fire, and you knew
I was waiting for you actually to do it. I thought you'd have been up here with the kettle on and everything.
Yeah. On the night of the 21st of October, 2014, there was a severe storm that night. So when people woke up the following morning and they looked out at the headland, they realised straight away something was missing. And what was missing was Jackie's watch. It had been flattened completely to the ground, just like a deck of cards, it had fallen completely. And then it was after that, people made efforts to try and have it rebuilt. But it took a while to get the necessary assistance. And really, without the help of the Air Corps, we wouldn't have been able to do it. And then, of course, the Rural Social Scheme. They did all the work on the building.
So how many of you worked on it, Micheál?
Eddie Ginty, Philip, Michael Bork, Parik, and I.
There was eight. Because there's
eight in the portrait.
Oh, there is, yeah.
Melvin as well came out.
Melvin is right, yeah.
Melvin Tide and Seamus O'Malley.
Yes.
They came after Micheál.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Well, wasn't it great that it was local people that rebuilt it?
Yeah.
Absolutely
Michael Garving, Endon report by Lorna Siggins, where you also heard Strasa Ní Gearrí and Breed Ní Shine as well.